Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Dylan Tyer, and this is Believe in Ohio State. Welcome to Believe in Ohio State Football. Great to have you back with me this week to talk about some Buckeyes in the NFL. We've got some free agent news in regard to former Ohio State Buckeyes now at the professional level. And we've also got some news on campus at Ohio State that we've got to talk about. Some personnel changes in the athletic department, some news with the football team getting back to practice, and some fun stuff regarding Ohio State basketball within the football program. I'll put it to you that way. So we've got a lot on tap this week on Believe in Ohio State Football. I'm excited to get to it. I'm excited to talk about some football with you. But as always, before we talk about any of that, I've got to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline. Because right now, it's March Madness. Things are about to get crazy. I love this time of year. I don't think there's any better time of year to be throwing money down and making money on games, betting on games, having some fun. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The NBA's in full swing. College basketball heating up right now. Everybody in the madness right now. The tournament is not coming. It is here. And so is the $100,000 Bracket Madness Contest, as BetOnline is the spot to be for all your bracketology needs. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, all the scores, and all the odds. And it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's a lot of free money, and it's a lot of free money you should be using on March Madness. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So I cannot wait for March Madness to begin. I cannot wait for the Ohio State Buckeyes to get going in March Madness. And I know, you know, this is an Ohio State football show. We don't talk about basketball, but I want to talk about basketball for just a second because this season has been really, really fun. Watching the Ohio State basketball program, watching this team this season has been really, really fun. They're an entertaining team. They play a lot of really good games. Obviously, the Big Ten is great this season when it comes to the product of college basketball. A lot of good teams, a lot of the top seeds in this tournament coming from the Big Ten. But Ohio State, I mean, I love watching this team. I just want to say that if you want to make some money, bet on Ohio State. I think Ohio State is going to be able to make it a few rounds at least in this tournament. Heck, I could even see Ohio State winning this tournament. That's how they've played this season. You just don't know with Ohio State sometimes. They can lose to the worst of the worst. They could beat the best of the best. But my money right now is on them playing with the best of the best after the way they played in the Big Ten tournament. Of course, Ohio State basketball going to the championship game and eventually losing to Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. But hey, the Buckeyes have already beaten Illinois this season. They've beaten Iowa this season. They've beaten Michigan this season. Any of those teams could win a national championship. So I think it's not a bad idea to head to BetOnline, put a little money down on the Buckeyes right now. I think they're plus 2,200 to win it all. So why not take those odds? Those are pretty good odds for a team like Ohio State that's been as ranked, or that's been ranked as high as 4 in the nation this season. So hey, go check it out at BetOnline. But I just wanted to say that about the Ohio State basketball program. Wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out, give them some props, just because I have loved, loved, loved watching Ohio State basketball this season. And I'm really looking forward to watching them in the tournament. Like I said, I think they can make some noise. But let's get to Ohio State football, and let's get to former Ohio State Buckeyes in the NFL, because with NFL free agency now open, we've got some former Buckeyes with new deals and new teams in the NFL. So I want to get to some of those moves here, all the Buckeyes that have swapped teams, all the Buckeyes that have gotten new deals, because it's always good to recognize those guys. And I mean, you're listening to an Ohio State football podcast for a reason. You want to know where these guys are playing. You want to know what teams they're on, where the former Buckeyes are at, because it's always good to keep track of where former Ohio State Buckeyes are. You know, as a graduate of Ohio State myself, the guys that were on the team and in the program at Ohio State while I was there, yeah, they're of extra interest to me, let's put it that way. So even though I might not be a fan of the NFL team they're on, I'm keeping track of what those guys are doing and where they are because I want to root for them. Like Malik Hooker, for example. I loved Malik Hooker when he was at Ohio State. He's one of my favorite all-time Ohio State Buckeyes. He gets drafted in the first round by the Colts, and unfortunately, he has been affected by injury early in his NFL career. I'm still rooting for the guy. I don't necessarily like the Colts. Everybody knows listening to this, I'm a Bears fan. But I'm rooting for a guy like Malik Hooker just because I like him so much and I want to see him do well. And if he's to change teams this offseason, yeah, I'm going to follow what he's doing on his new team. But let's get to some of the moves here for former Ohio State Buckeyes. Starting off with the offensive line, we've got a couple of offensive linemen moving around. And first and foremost, the Carolina Panthers have signed former Buckeye offensive lineman, a center, a guard, Pat Elflein, to a three-year $13.5 million deal. $6 million of that is fully guaranteed, so congratulations to Pat there for making a little cash. He's a former third-round pick by Minnesota. He fell out of favor there last season due to injury. A couple of guys stepped up and took his spot starting on that offensive line while he was out with injury. He ended up getting waived. He got picked up by the New York Jets for the final six games of the season where he played in all of those there. And now he finds a new team in the Carolina Panthers, a team that's looking to replace a lot on the offensive line. They've got big holes on the O-line. Obviously, you want to have a good offensive line blocking for a guy like Christian McCaffrey, whoever their quarterback is going to be this coming season. So I think that's a nice fit there for Pat Elflein. He's going to get every opportunity to start there. He's going to get every opportunity to be an impact player there. So I think that's a good landing spot for Pat Elflein. And I know a lot of people out there are a fan of Pat Elflein's. He's one of those guys that was at Ohio State, that was on that national championship team in 2014. You know, he was one of the best offensive linemen in the country the following year. He was the best center in the country the following year, I really should say. And, you know, like I said, he's one of those guys that I think a lot of people root for. You liked him at Ohio State. So important to note that he is going to be on a new team this season with the Carolina Panthers. Some more offensive line news. Former Buckeye and Packers center Corey Linsley. He signs a five-year, $62.5 million deal with the LA Chargers, and that makes him the highest-paid center in the National Football League. So talk about getting paid. Corey Linsley just got paid. He's a former fifth-round pick, but he was the highest-rated center in the league last season per Pro Football Focus, and he was named an All-Pro for his efforts, so obviously he's just a great, great offensive lineman. But this move is a little bit of a head-scratcher for the Packers for me, because obviously this guy means a lot to Aaron Rodgers. It's his center, it's a guy that protects him, and he's the best at what he does in the NFL. And when you break this deal down, it's $12 million per season. Well, the Packers, a couple of seasons ago, drafted running back A.J. Dillon in the second round, but they've got Aaron Jones, who's really their starting running back. They played Dillon a little bit more last season, but Jones is their guy. Well, they just signed Jones for $12 million a season when you could have easily just let him walk and have A.J. Dillon step up to be your running back, and then you re-sign Linsley and everything's good on that offensive line. But no, you sign the running back, and I'm a firm believer that, you know, most capable running backs can play running back in the NFL. It's all about the offensive line. It is all about the offensive line in my eyes. And, you know, if he had a third string running back, like, look here, for lack of a better example, you know, I don't want to say a third string running back can step in, but James Robinson in Jacksonville, he's a good running back, but he was an undrafted free agent this past year. He stepped up and was a 1,000-yard rusher in Jacksonville. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't think it necessarily takes a $12 million running back to be successful. Would I rather have the best center in the NFL? Yes, I think I would. So a head-scratching move there, to say the least, by the Packers. But hey, credit the Chargers. They want to protect Justin Herbert. They're going to have a guy that's been there before in Corey Linsley. My goodness, think about all the knowledge that he's going to bring and help out that young quarterback. So I like this move a lot for the Chargers, and I like this move the most for Corey Linsley, getting paid 5 years, $62.5 million. The former Buckeye is now the highest-paid center in the National Football League. Now let's move over to Dallas, where former Buckeye wide receiver and the Cowboys' former seventh-round pick, Noah Brown, he re-signed for 1 year with the team. The financials on that deal undisclosed, but good to see Noah Brown sticking around in the National Football League. I think everybody remembers that Oklahoma game a couple of seasons ago, most, where he made three touchdown catches in the game, that one insane catch where he was essentially being hugged by the Sooners cornerback, and he reached around him and was still able to catch the football behind the guy's back, essentially. Just an insane catch there. But Noah Brown back with the Cowboys. And then more news out of Dallas. Former Ohio State and LA Rams long snapper Jake McQuaid, he signs a one-year deal with Dallas to be their long snapper. So another couple of Buckeyes there in Dallas. And then our final note, Urban Meyer making some noise in Jacksonville. He signs former Ohio State running back Carlos Hyde to a 2-year, $6 million deal. The second stint for Carlos Hyde with Jacksonville. I completely forgot that he had been traded to Jacksonville after the Browns dealt him there in 2018. I completely forgot about that, but upon doing my research, yes, I found that out. So Carlos Hyde gets his second go-around in Jacksonville, obviously hoping this one is a little bit more successful as he reunites with his former college head coach Urban Meyer, a 2-year, $6 million deal with the Jaguars. All right, now I want to take a brief moment to talk about our newest sponsor, eBay. Whether it's rare dead stock or the latest release, you can find the exact shoe you're looking for at eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair that you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. It's a team of experienced sneaker authenticators who verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. And it also protects sellers with a verified return process. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. All right, now it's time to talk about what's going on campus at The Ohio State University. First and foremost, last week we talked about a COVID pause within the Ohio State football program. There were some issues, there were some COVID cases, so everything had to be calmed down. The workouts, the meetings, things that were happening within the football program, they had to halt. But the good news, that's over with now. It was expected to be a couple-week pause, but the program has lifted the pause and everything's back on track. And that's good for a couple of reasons. Practices aren't going to get pushed back. The spring game is not going to get pushed back. Everything is back on track. Everything is smooth sailing as of right now. Obviously, COVID still exists. It's a fluid situation. Cases could come back within the program, within the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. But for now, everything is good to go, and that COVID pause that we were worried about last week has been lifted. So the Buckeyes back on track, and that's good news because we are that much closer to Buckeye football coming back in the fall. Now let's move to some personnel changes within the OSU athletic department. Ohio State Senior Deputy Athletic Director Diana Sabo has been hired by the Big Ten Conference to become the Deputy Commissioner and Chief Sports Officer. So essentially, she's going to be the right-hand woman to Kevin Warren, running everything as it relates to sports within the Big Ten. Now, starting May 1st, the plan is that she's going to oversee all aspects of all 28 of the conference's sponsored sports. Now, at Ohio State, she had previously handled budgeting, scheduling, other things for the Ohio State football program since 2017. She also did a lot to generate revenue at Ohio State through sponsorships, and many people figured she'd soon become an athletic director at another program. So it's not like this is a surprise. It's not like Ohio State wasn't prepared for Diana Sabo to leave, but obviously it stinks because she meant a lot at Ohio State. She did a lot when it comes to scheduling those big-time non-conference, out-of-conference games for Ohio State, home and homes against Washington, Alabama, Notre Dame. She's the person that is negotiating all those deals. She's the person behind those deals. She's also the person behind different sponsorships at Ohio State, Coca-Cola sponsorships at Ohio Stadium, that sort of thing. So she's a big deal at Ohio State. She is a real stalwart there in the athletic department. She was Gene Smith's right-hand woman at Ohio State, the athletic director at Ohio State, of course, if you're not familiar with Gene Smith. And now she's going to become Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten's right-hand woman. So congratulations there to Diana Sabo. I know Diana. I've worked with her in the past, and she's great at what she does. She's a really good woman. She's a really nice person. But she's a good businesswoman as well. So I expect she's going to do great things with the Big Ten, and I think that is a fantastic hire. Now let's get to our last piece of news here at Ohio State, and it's just a fun little quip that I saw on Twitter. Video surfaced of Ryan Day splashing threes back in New Hampshire when he was a high schooler in the state championship there for basketball. And he quote tweeted it saying that he and Garrett Wilson had just beaten Chris Olave and Jackson Smith and Jigba 7-1 in 2-on-2. So believe the hype. He can splash threes. He's got that jumper. Let me tell you, in those videos, his jumper looked pretty sweet. He was swishing threes in the state championship game. So Ryan Day, he was obviously a great football player, but he had game on the court as well. So that's great to see. You always like to see those little peeks into the past, little peeks into the life of the Ohio State football program, the Ohio State football coaches. And I just thought that was some good stuff there from Ryan Day, some good fun and entertaining stuff. And, you know, it's fun to see all that with Ohio State basketball going to the dance as well, March Madness heating up. So everybody's all in regard to basketball at Ohio State, and I love to see that. So that's going to do it for this week of Believe in Ohio State Football. As always, I've got to say another thank you to our great sponsors at eBay and BetOnline. Make sure to get your bets in for March Madness at betonline.ag and head to eBay to check out all you would need in the realm of sneakers. And as always, I got to say a great big thank you to you. Without you listening, this podcast would not be possible. So thanks so much for joining me this week on Believe in Ohio State, and I will talk to you this time next week.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.